Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Right now on MLB Network, they're running a montage of the images of the 2023 wild card series. There are some great stories. I will readily admit that. To see how the Phillies have grown, matured, stepped up into the role of big bad and favorite, how comfortable they are as they advance in two games. To see the Diamondbacks in back-to-back rallies come from behind wins in Milwaukee. Diamondbacks, first time in the playoffs since 17, right? The Texas Rangers, who dropped four of their last six games to finish the regular season, including 3 of 4 in Seattle, devastated that they lost the AL West title in a tiebreak on the final day of the season, only to rally and take out Tampa and give up one run. One run. And then the Minnesota Twins. First time advancing in the playoffs in 21 years. And what a raucous atmosphere at Target Field in Minneapolis. So yes, great stories all around, but wah, wah, wah. What was the point of having a series best of three in each of these wild card rounds if we were just going to end up with, and I hate using the word sweep about two games. It's kind of annoying, actually. It's a mini sweep. It's a two-game win streak. Does anyone ever get excited over a two-game win streak? Nah. It's not a streak. It's just back-to-back wins. And I would say in the case of three of the four series, they weren't all that competitive. So I'm throwing up my hand in the air and saying, ooh, 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 I know. Let's bring back the one-game wild cards. I think I preferred the drama of that. But whether it's one game or two games, we now have four teams moving on to the division series. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat for the first time in October. As the Rays win 99 games in the regular season and manage a single run against the Rangers. The Blue Jays, a third team from the AL East. They need almost every last day of the regular season to get into the playoffs. It's a big deal for them, but really didn't have a whole lot that they could muster in the face of the Twins crowd and the Twins energy and electricity. I really, really like the story of the Diamondbacks. and Tori Lavello. He has some choice words for his locker room following the Diamondbacks win. Maybe no big surprise that the NL Central champions didn't advance anywhere, but I say it's at least noteworthy that they did not win a game on their own field. I don't think it's noteworthy at all that the Rays didn't manage a win on their own field, considering how sparsely attended these two games. But wait until you hear the play-by-play from the Rangers on their radio network, because it's like there's no one in the building. And as for the Marlins, awesome for them to earn their fourth playoff berth in franchise history. But it will not result in a World Series like two of the previous three. Instead, they ran into a buzzsaw in every way. And are you excited for Phillies Braves? Hey, Jay, can we do a poll and put the four division series into it? We can either say which division series are you geeked up about, or which is the best divisional series matchup, whichever you want to, but four is the perfect number for a poll. That was quick, though, wasn't it? And here's the thing. In 2 years of this expanded three-game wild card format, four series, best of three, all starting at the same time on the first few days of the baseball postseason. This is how we now get introduced to October. We've had one series, one in 2 years, go to a game three. That was the Mets last year, right? I forgot who they were playing. Mets and
Padres.
Padres, that's right. It was so notable that I forgot. Oh my gosh, was that Max Scherzer?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Whoopsie.
I was there for that one, too. Just like the MetLife sticker on Monday.
I love it. You're there for all the history.
Yeah, I'm a good luck charm, huh?
No. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Whew. So instead of getting one game series, we get two game series. All right. If that's how baseball feels like it can make money and ratchet up the intensity, but in 2 years, we've had one series, one out of eight, go to a game three. Again, wah, wah, wah.
Baseball sometimes sucks.
But we do know we are primed and ready for the division series. They will begin on Saturday, October 7th. What a weekend. If you're a big college football fan, some really cool and enticing rivalries. Some great games coming up this weekend. Texas-Oklahoma being one of them, but that's just one example. Saturday, Sunday. So NFL, you better watch out. Baseball's coming for you. It just sounds funny to say. But we do have four games on Saturday and then two on Sunday and Monday. So here's how the schedule breaks out. Again, all four series on Saturday. We don't have times for anything except for Texas and Baltimore. The Rangers at the Orioles. Two teams that led their divisions for a good portion of this season. That will be a 1 o'clock Eastern time start at Camden Yards in Baltimore. That one we know. The timing for the other three series, we do not know. This is Saturday. We do know Clayton Kershaw will open up the playoffs for the Dodgers. How about that? Old man Kersh. It'll be Diamondbacks and Dodgers. So once again, we have two of the four division series which feature division rivals. Well, can you call the Diamondbacks a rival of the Dodgers? Probably not. But they're division foes. Let's say that. Division opponents. You can definitely say Phillies and Braves is a rivalry. And that will be the National League Series, the other National League Series, I should say. So Braves and Dodgers both hosting, of course. They were the top two seeds in the National League. And here's something I like, maybe a wrinkle to keep in mind for the Twins and the Astros, the defending World Series champions. They snuck in as the AL West. Well, they were knocking on the door, but they got some help from Texas and Seattle and snuck in as the AL West champions on the final day. And now they will see a familiar face in Carlos Correa, who did not have a great season. And that's putting it mildly. I mean, could he play defense? Obviously. Is he a veteran with a World Series ring from 2017? Yes. Even if you would like to take it away. But he did not have a stellar hitting campaign. He really struggled this year, struggled with injuries. And after signing that big fat contract to stay in Minnesota, he fizzled at the plate in 2023. But he knows the Astros. He brought the Astros culture with him to the Twins. So don't underestimate the impact of having a World Series champion, a guy who played with a winning franchise, not all of his 7 years, but a good portion of his 7 years there. You can think of examples like this all around professional sports. You can add a champion to a locker room or a clubhouse, and it can change the culture. Think about what Tom Brady did for Tampa. Think about what Peyton Manning did for Denver. Now, they'd had Super Bowls in their past, but it had been a while. Think about what Aaron Rodgers was supposed to mean for the New York Jets. Oh, and what Russell Wilson was supposed to mean for the Broncos. I could go on and on. And these are just quarterbacks. It doesn't have to be QBs. Adding a champion, someone who's been there, done that, who knows what it takes. Adding a veteran who brings wisdom and experience, that's always huge. Carlos Correa, an anchor of sorts for the Minnesota Twins as they move forward. And he is known by the Astros. So we've got our poll up on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my retweet, A-Law Radio. Which division series are you most geeked up about? Because October just got serious. We're just getting serious in October. By the way, if you haven't yet voted for the TD of the week, we'll let you hear those candidates again after this next break. That poll is still ongoing for a couple more hours. So we'll go through each of these division series. We've also got QB news tonight. Pretty excited about the chance to do the initial deep dive on week five. You guys, stop it. Week five in the NFL. And why is Joe Burrow calling it a must win for the Bengals in week five? Jonathan Taylor is back with the Colts. That's a big story. Bigger than the complaint that Travis Kelce has about the NFL. Oh, I get it. Now you want to have less attention on you. Oh, okay. Good idea. Let's put the genie back in the bottle, shall we? In the NBA, Wemby is getting set for his first real basketball games. And Drew Holiday steps on the court with the Celtics. Oh, James Harden might be back. Might be back. I couldn't be less excited. That makes me want to ignore the NBA altogether. But since I'm a professional.
A Hall of Famer.
Do you think that Doc Rivers regrets saying that? Do you think that Doc Rivers would say the same thing as part of his media analysis coming up this season? That he'll just drop somehow that James Harden is a Hall of Famer.
I think he might like to walk that one back a little bit.
Maybe. I could be wrong, but from the category of this tweet slash opinion did not age well. All right. So we gave you the Twitter handles. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, I did go back and respond to a bunch of your questions for Ask Amy Anything. If you do not see your question answered, one likely reason is because I answered it on the air. So definitely check out the podcast if you didn't already. My cousin sent me a text saying, oh, I fell asleep right before this last night. Oh, all right. If you missed the exchange with Amy Trask, we had a good time. We had a good back and forth about not just the first month of the NFL season, but if the NFL were an ice cream, what flavor would it be? It was a question simply for Amy because she is an ice cream expert and many of you are weighing in. Oh, you guys, I have the funniest Penny story to tell you as well. This dog. She is a month away from turning 14 and still running the show, running my life, running the show, and way too smart for her own good. This is with two adults, two humans in the house. She's still outsmarting us. But there's no more two humans in the house. Bob has gone back to Texas. I won't cry over it, but I am kind of sad. Would you like to know how many days until the wedding? All right. I won't tell you just because you will call me a weirdo, but that's all right. I don't mind being a weirdo for a good cause. I've always been a weirdo for the radio show. Now I'll be a weirdo as a bride-to-be. Oh, OMG. I have two stories, actually. One about Penny and one about how I've been scammed. Yeah, just wait. In the meantime, you can take our poll, the division series that's got you all geeked up on Twitter, on Facebook. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's After Hours. We're just getting started here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
One man to beat ten. He's gone.
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown!
Made a guy miss. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown!
Southern's helping into the end zone. Touchdown!
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, head to @AfterHoursCBS on Twitter or give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Buffalo Bills.
Play action pass. As time throws to the left sideline, complete to Diggs, but there's a flag trying to spin away from the tacklers, and he does. 35-30, 25-20, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Stephon Diggs. There is a flag. We'll see if it's coming back. Otherwise, can you dig it?
The Tennessee Titans.
Simmons is offset. Rolling, throwing, Tannehill.
No!
Touchdown, Titans. Henry, I should say, is the man who rolls and throws. All that movement just freaked me out. And Cincinnati was more lost than me as Wiley catches the touchdown pass.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle looks like they want to rush four. And they do. Jones is going to throw. Throws near side.
Ball picked up. Witherspoon comes near side. Down the sidelines. Jones chasing him. He cuts back inside. Picks up blockers. Still being chased. Witherspoon far side. 20, 15, 10, 5. He is in. Catfish Witherspoon went a mile and a half with the interception for a touchdown.
Los Angeles Rams.
Stafford ready, calls for the snap. Here comes the rush. He throws right side alone. It's Puka at the five to the end zone. A walk-off winner. Puka Nacua in overtime. 22 yards to get the Rams to 2-2. Maurice Jones-Drew, sing it with me as Nacua flings it into the stands. Nacua Matata. It means no worries.
Oh, dear.
For the rest of today, it's a problem-free Rams victory.
Do you think he's a budding John Sterling? Maybe. Maybe there's a walk-off TD call in there somewhere. You can still vote for TD of the week. Re-racking Rams, walk-off in overtime. JB Long on Rams Radio. Before that, Steve Rabel for the Seahawks. Adding insult to injury. The rookie, Witherspoon, with a pick six off Daniel Jones. Derrick Henry fools even Mike Keith on Titans Radio as he has the jump pass option for a touchdown to the rookie tight end. The Titans, well, they win this week. Who knows what happens in week five.
All that movement just freaked me out.
It freaked me out, too, except he's on my fantasy team, so I dig it. And speaking of digging it, Stephon Diggs with three touchdowns for the Bills against the Dolphins. And what was your choice for the After Hours game of the week? Week four and the spinning out of two tackles. 55 yards for the score. Right now we got a pretty tight race between the top two candidates for TD of the week. So we need your votes. Vote, vote, vote on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. We did a bunch of phone call traffic. I think it's Jay, actually. People wait until he leaves and then they call. I don't know. Our young fill-in friend may not have been able to play the correct audio. However, people like talking to him. That was one advantage of having our young Padawan with us. And actually, I'm not even sure he is force sensitive in any way, shape, or form. But I will say that the peeps called him. The peeps don't call you. So I don't know what that means.
They don't like me, I suppose. I mean, we could have the right audio or more phone calls, I guess, is really the...
Oh, really? I can't have both? Do I need to find a producer who can do both?
Oh, my gosh. I only have two arms.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so overworked and underpaid. I don't have enough help in here. Help. Okay.
A little would be nice.
Uh-huh. Are you complaining?
No, I'm just, we can have either.
I mean, I can start giving homemade cookies to other people if you like.
No, one said that.
I feel like you are far more accomplished than you give yourself credit.
I'll take that, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you can also answer phones and play audio at the same time. It's, it's, don't sell yourself short. You, too, can call producer Jay and encourage him to not sell himself short. Goodness, good thing we don't ask him to edit anything while he's in there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Two games in a row, the Arizona Diamondbacks fell into an early hole. They trailed 3-0 in Milwaukee in the opener of their wild card series. They trailed 2-0 on Wednesday.
The 3-2 swing, hard hit up the middle, base hit, Perdomo in, Carroll waved around third, Frelick unloads all the way to the plate, and Marte will coast into second. It's a two-run base hit, and the Diamondbacks in front 3-2. Here's the pitch. To the backstop it goes. Coming home is Pham. Throw to the plate, not in time, as he slides right through the pitcher, Uribe. To third goes Walker, to second goes Herrera, and it is now a two-run lead. 2-2. Swing and a fly ball, shallow left field. Yelich racing in, he can't reach it, it's down. Walker's going to score. Herrera to third, Gurriel with an RBI base hit. It is now 5-2 Arizona.
I like the resiliency. I like the fact that the Diamondbacks had to battle in both these games after falling into an early hole. And remember, it was home runs against Corbin Burns in the opener and some familiar faces in this rally against the Brewers on Wednesday. We saw Ketel Marte again right in the middle of it. But it's also worth noting it was different guys, too. It was different Diamondbacks who stepped up. And for them to be able to do this on the road, I know not every stadium is a home field advantage, but the advantage for me is that Arizona is one of those teams that had to battle all the way through just to get a playoff spot. These guys are hungry. It's not same old, same old. It's not, hey, we've been there, done that. Now, these are not the Dodgers or the Astros or the Braves. They had to battle all the way through and fight and scratch and claw. And for that reason, I believe they're battle-tested and ready to go.
And the 0-2 pitch to Contreras on the way. And he struck him out swinging. And the Arizona Diamondbacks will advance to the next round of the postseason with a 5-2 win tonight over the Brewers. They win this best-of-three series 2-0 in Milwaukee. And what an effort by the Arizona Diamondbacks here at American Family Field over the last two nights.
Are you kidding me? Listen, this is part of the journey. We're not there yet. Let's enjoy it. Let's embrace it. Let's party. And a connected team is a dangerous team. We are dangerous. Let's party all night.
Now, see, if I didn't know who that was, I would think that was, I don't know, a 22-year-old, a 24-year-old.
Let's party!
Maybe an early 30-year-old. Nah, that's Tori Lavello. He is letting loose. He's letting it all hang out. And I love how the emphasis on a lot of his words seems so misplaced. So
we
good.
Are dangerous!
Yes. Absolutely, you're going to bleeping party. By the way, you may also bleeping end up in a future bleeping Hall of Fame induction, because anytime we need to use bleeps on our audio, that generally means that it's a good candidate.
Let's party!
How he says it. It's like he's spitting the word out. Party!
Let's party!
Hey, you know what? It's been a while for these Diamondbacks. It's been a while to be able to get into the playoffs and experience the thrill of victory. But there's also the agony of defeat. And for the Brewers, as the NL Central winners, they've lost 9 of their last 10 playoff games.
The playoffs are a tough animal to conquer. They are. And, unfortunately, we have not. I mean, we made a good run in 18, and and then it's been some short series that we haven't been able to get over the hump in. Doesn't take anything away from those guys, in my opinion, at all. They've accomplished great things, and they should be proud that they've been part of it.
Thought honestly, for the most part, we played pretty well. We just couldn't get anything to really go our way. We didn't get that one break, or we had traffic. We just couldn't have that one ball to find, grass or open space. But it's how it goes sometimes, especially in those short series. You just do all you can do, and sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. And these last couple of days it didn't, but. Proud of the guys. I thought we fought both games the whole time. I thought, we did a good job offensively, defensively, and just the way baseball goes sometimes.
So that is a division winner that's out in the Milwaukee Brewers, and maybe there weren't a lot of people who had high hopes for either of the Central Division winners, though the Twins do advance. When it comes to these streaks of futility in the playoffs, obviously nothing can match what we saw with the Minnesota Twins that ended on Tuesday night. So we'll get to the Twins. Also, the Phillies are now flexing their muscles right into a battle against the Atlanta Braves, something familiar from a year ago, but also extremely familiar for those two teams. And you know what I say about playoff matchups that feature division battles or division rivals. Familiarity breeds contempt. And I don't know that you could say Arizona is a rival for the Dodgers, but the last time that the Diamondbacks were in the playoffs in 2017, they were swept by the Dodgers in the division series. And now, Zach Gallen, the winning pitcher in this the second game of their sweep. I'm using my air quotations. It's so lame to use sweep for a 2-game set. Just, it's odd. Anyway, obviously now Dodgers, the big bads in their division.
It's an opponent we're familiar with. It's a place we're familiar with. It's a good team. We've played in that environment with the the crowds. They're packing the place out, so it'll be interesting to see the playoff atmosphere. But I think we're excited. For us, if you're scared, stay home. That's kind of what we talk about. We're excited.
I like it. If you're scared, stay home. On Phoenix Sports, that's one of our matchups in the division series. We've got the poll up. Which one are you most geeked up about? Right now, I'll tell you, Diamondbacks Dodgers not getting a whole lot of your love. So check it out on Twitter and Facebook. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Set. The runners lead off. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball back towards shortstop. Turner's got it. Moves 5 feet to the bag. Throws to first in time. He stepped on the second base bag. Zipped the throw to first. The double play ends the fifth inning. And Aaron Nola gets out of a jam here on the top of the fifth. Lefty on lefty. The infield is in. And the pitch to Bryson. Fastball hit in the air. Deep to right field. Going back is Sanchez. He's going to just watch it go. A grand slam for Bryson Stott. He has lifted the roof off the building. And the Phillies have opened it up. They're on top 7-0.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was like a freight train. Maybe started a tad slowly, but man, you could tell the fans at Citizens Bank Park were just waiting to pounce, and the Phillies were too. What a moment for Bryson Stott. And he wasn't the only one. Aaron Nola locked in. Of course, he's got some great playoff experience from a year ago. He throws 7 scoreless innings, gets out of a jam in the fifth, and then in the sixth inning, you get that grand slam that sets Philadelphia on fire. Not literally. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm telling you, they look like they are big and bad and bold and brash and believing they can take care of unfinished business from last fall.
No balls, 2 strikes. Soto ready. He kicks the pitch. Strike 3 called. He got him looking. 100 miles an hour. And Chisholm takes it for strike 3. And the Phillies take the wild card series, sweeping Miami with a 7-1 win. And they'll head back to Georgia to take on the Braves for a second year in a row.
Anytime you're playing and you're evolving as a team or an organization, you're going to rally around each other that much more. No matter, how old you are, how young you are, where you're from, what you do, we don't care. If you can help us win games, we want you. So, just being able to do this with the group of guys that we have, there's nothing like it.
Bryce Harper, and that the addition of Trey Turner didn't make a huge difference for the Phillies for, say, the first half, maybe even 2/3 of the season. At the plate, he's a great shortstop, second base, wherever you throw him, he's a real good defender. But when his bat finally joined the party, the Phillies took off. That was a big deal for them. So Bryce Harper on NBC Sports Philadelphia, he keeps pointing to the fact that this team is real close, real tight-knit, and it's reflected in how they played. But they languished behind the Braves for a long time this season and never challenged the Braves for the division title. Will it be different in the playoffs? Now, it could be, of course, because such a different animal, the way the series are set up, the pitching, the strategies. The familiarity, though, is a big deal. They took out the Braves last year. They have the confidence in that memory, but also in the fact that they go toe-to-toe with these Braves on a regular basis. But it's worth pointing out, they never really challenged the Braves in any way for that division lead or for the division crown. Is that the series you're most geeked up about in the divisional round? You can find our poll up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Yeah, for Bryson Stott, what a moment. Early in these playoffs, that's got to be the signature.
Especially in the playoffs, you just know you need more runs, and
just kind of thinking, get the ball in the air for a sack fly at the very least, and was able to get a good swing on an inside fastball.
And did anybody have a problem with the, shall we call it a bat plant? A bat spike is what Bryson Stott calls it. If you haven't seen it, I mean, it didn't seem all that demonstrative to me. Not in a moment like that. I kind of feel as though the emotion, the action belied the urgency and the intensity of the moment, but he's at least throwing it out there.
I mean, I didn't really know I even did the bat spike. Stubby told me, and I mean, I don't usually pimp home runs. I don't think I hit them far enough to do that. So it just kind of got caught up in the moment, I guess.
That's my favorite. Just the fact that he used pimp as a verb. I don't usually pimp home runs.
Pimp home runs. I don't
usually pimp home runs. Did you see the signs in the stands? I love this. The Stott shot. I know. Fans are pretty clever when they want to be. The Stott shot. Yeah. So maybe we'll call it the Stott spike. The Stott shot and the Stott spike. Again, if you have a problem with a demonstration after a home run that big, then how about don't give it up? It was a no-doubter from Stott. So I don't know that the Marlins can be complaining. This whole decorum in baseball and not showing up your opponent, the unwritten rules, I'm not super big on that, because if you don't want, well, and I'll use the words of Bryson, if you don't want your opponent pimping a home run, then how about don't give it up? How about don't allow him to have the opportunity to pimp home runs?
I don't usually pimp home runs.
Yeah, I can't even say that word anymore. It's just not, it's a foreign word to me. It does not flow. Anyway, I don't know that opponents can complain at this point. I appreciate that Bryson mentions it. But honestly, if there's any place to celebrate your home runs with a demonstration, as long as you're not spiking the bat at someone as though it's a spear, I don't know, Jay, what do you think? I don't have any issue with it, even if it means that the pitcher is slightly embarrassed. How about you're slightly embarrassed because you just gave up a home run that was a no-doubter?
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the game. I don't know that there should be any embarrassment anyway. It's part of the game.
Right. Notice how if someone were to pimp a home run when it...
Stop it. It sounds even funnier when you say it.
If someone were to celebrate a home run when they're losing and it's just like, you know, a comeback effort, they're like, you know, that gets them back in the game or whatever. The pitcher doesn't get mad at that point. It's only when it's a momentous home run where they're the one on the losing end where it's a problem. So, like you said, don't let up the home run. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, if you don't want to lose like that, if you don't want a team to set its crowd on fire, if you don't want to have a moment where there is a chance for a bat flip or a bat chuck or a bat spike in this case, well, then make sure you don't give one up. Here we go for Phillies and Braves, and Rob Thompson, bring it on.
I think we do match up. I think our offense can go against anybody's. Excuse me. Our two starters are two guys that threw in this series. They're really pitching well right now, and they're on a roll, and hopefully they stay on a roll. But Atlanta's a good ball club. Don't think that I don't think they're a good ball club. They're a really good ball club. So we got a tough test, but I think it'll be a good series.
They are definitely a good ball club. There's no doubting 104 wins, which is three more than last year when the Phillies took them out. Here's one streak, one stat, and it's not just a number. It speaks about the character and the sense of urgency and the knowledge of the moment, the understanding of how big it can be to win a game one. The Phillies have now six consecutive wins in series openers. That's huge, especially when you're on the road. Now, in this one, they were not, but they were last year against the Braves, and that series never went back to Atlanta. The Braves need to protect their home field. They also need to protect... how do I want to say this? They need to state their case immediately, right? Protect your bravado sounds like a funny word, but just protect the fact that you were an overwhelming division winner. And maybe that goes out the window in the playoffs because you're all starting fresh. I get that. But if you want to remind the Phillies that they didn't sniff what you were stepping in because they were so far back in the division, they couldn't even think about catching up. You couldn't even see them in your rearview mirror. That's how you need to start the series. Don't give the Phillies any hope, because when you get to Philadelphia, that crowd it's loud, it's obnoxious. We all know about Philly fans, but this is next level. It's been really impressive. These two games, these two crowds that we've seen at the bank, man, that atmosphere gives you a headache if you're an opponent. And while there's no intimidation factor in either Philly or Atlanta, it's certainly not comfortable. Now, there are the rare breeds of athletes who enjoy being on the road. Kobe Bryant used to say it all the time. Derek Jeter would say it too. And obviously, those are two extremely special and unique athletes that they liked being on the road. They liked being in hostile territory because they liked the challenge of shutting everybody up. If you're the Braves, don't you dare lose the opener, because you'll be right back in the same position you were last fall. But as for the Phillies, they don't care how many games existed or how many games there were between you and them at the end. That doesn't matter. We did it last year. We can do it again. I love the psychology of this series. I really do.
Take their ass home.
Coming up in the final hour, our friend John Kincaid will join us from 97.5 The Fanatic. He is getting so close to the end of his chemotherapy treatments. Really excited. Been in touch with him. And he's doing well. And he's got the Phillies now to give him life. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm here to tell you about Pom-Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom-Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom-Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Greetings, podcast listeners. This is world-renowned, self-proclaimed couples therapist, Dr. Sheila. And I'd like to invite all of you to experience my couples therapy podcast, Say More. On the pod, I talk to couples and you get to listen in on other people's problems and then feel better about your own.
Say More with Dr. Sheila features Amy Poehler as Dr. Sheila. Listen and follow to Say More with Dr. Sheila on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.